All right, everybody, please welcome back to the stage our next special guest. She's an actor, comedian, singer, and she co-hosts the podcast Seek Treatment. It's comedian Catherine Cohen.
Stop. I'm shy.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having
me. So nice having you. So in 2018, Time Out New York called you a comedian to watch, and just recently GQ named you as a comedian reshaping comedy.
Stop.
So what shape... My first question is, what shape would you like to make it?
Oh my God.
A star.
A star, yeah, yeah, that's good.
It's too easy. You can't write this stuff.
No. You know, when you hear stuff like that, are you processing this praise by being like, yeah, that's right, recognized for my talent? Or are you like, oh my goodness, everybody's watching?
Yeah, I'm like, hell yeah, that's right.
Okay, good.
I'm one of the only people on earth who doesn't suffer from imposter syndrome. I'm like, absolutely, let's go. Against all odds.
Is that, you were just always raised with a great sense of self?
Yes, I was praised too much as a child.
Really?
Yes, when I answer the phone and my dad calls me, he goes, how's the most perfect girl in the world doing? And that's why I'm like this. You're welcome.
Now we know. So you do comedy, you also have a great singing voice.
No.
And your show, the live shows that you do, it's cabaret to a certain extent, but there's a lot more comedy. And cabaret is having a resurgence right now.
Ooh.
In New York. It's exciting. And I can't tell if it's because there's a lot of people with a lot of great talent that have found the space, or if there's some spaces that opened up that are bringing the talent.
Oh my God, I think it's a gorgeous combination. I was lucky enough to have Club Cumming open in the East Village.
Yes, it's Alan Cumming,
yes.
Actor Alan Cumming's his venue.
Amazing
that he opened up.
Nightclub. It's everyone who is involved in that space is just an absolute dream. And yeah, that gave me a platform to have a weekly show and invite all my friends and encourage them to sing, because I had my amazing piano player and co-composer Henry Kapersky on keys. Yeah, but in general, I feel like there was a lot of deadpan, kind of like guys in hoodie comedy.
Yeah.
And I was like, what if we made this fashion? I was like, being deadpan so young, I was like, how about we just be so over the top and obnoxious? And it's taken off.
Yeah. I mean, so you have this weekly show. I love the name of it, Cabernet Cabaret.
I always forget that it's called that. It's so stupid.
It's pretty funny.
Because if you Google that, it's like there's 4,000 shows across the nation called Cabernet Cabaret.
I'm sure. Right. Okay.
But mine is actually different.
And is the person that you are on stage, is it a version of yourself?
Mm.
Or is it, yeah, it's a persona?
It's pretty close to home. I was, you're like, okay, you're so horrible to be around. We had one of my favorite comedians, Naomi Ekperigin, on Seek Treatment, and she described the podcast as pure id, and I feel like that's what my persona is. It's like me if I didn't have to, you know, deal with social niceties, etc.
Right, right, because, right, you're in control. You
yes,
get to control
yes.
it completely.
But I want everyone to know I'm very pleasant off stage. Okay, laughing too loud.
And you mentioned you host this, you co-host this weekly podcast
yes.
with Pat Regan called Seek Treatment. It's about sex and dating and sex. So what insight are you guys adding to the world of sex, dating, sex, et cetera?
Literally nothing. No,
okay. It's,
as my co-host Pat says, the podcast is ultimately harmful to ourselves, our families, our friends, and anyone involved. It is a purely selfish, masochistic act to have this podcast. I talk about my dating life sort of in real time, and it's come back to bite me many times. Yeah.
Because people that you're dating are like, what's going on here? You cannot share that?
Yeah, why'd you say that? Or like, oh, I didn't know you were seeing that person too. And I say, honey, wake up, it's 2019.
Are they ever just flattered? Oh, I made it into the podcast.
Oh, God. Oh, these boys. These boys in this town, that includes LA, they want nothing more. They act like, don't talk about me on stage. They're on their knees begging for me to talk about them right now. It's pathetic, so I'll do it.
Yep, very good. All right, are you ready for a rematch against Josh Gondelman?
My enemy, Josh Gondelman?
Yes.
The meanest man in showbiz?
That's
yes.
right. All right.
I'm ready.
Let's bring back Josh Gondelman, everybody.
There he is.
So, Catherine Cohen, in our research about you, we learned that you once worked at a Casper mattress showroom.
The rumors are true. When I worked at the Casper mattress showroom, it was truly just a tiny but gorgeous loft apartment in Soho. And I would sit around all day, like, eating the free food and laying on the mattress.
This sounds like performance art.
Yeah.
And then people walk in, they're like, I want to see this mattress.
It was truly like two people would come in during the whole day, and they'd be like, can I try the bed? And I'd be like, yeah, let me get off it one sec. It was a poor excuse for a job. Okay. I mean, yeah, wild.
So, we're going to put your bed knowledge to the test in a game called Go to the Mattresses. It is not multiple choice, so if you don't know the answer, feel free just to ring in and make something up. Here we go. What supportive mattress technology was patented in 1865 but did not catch on until the 1950s?
What?
What? That was great. Josh? So
I almost said Tempur-Pedic, but they didn't have Tempur-Pedic in 1865.
No.
That's just logic. I want to say box spring.
You are correct. Bed springs. Yeah. What Broadway musical premiered in 1959 and is an adaptation of the fairy tale The Princess and the Pea? Catherine Cohn.
Once Upon a Mattress.
That is correct. All right, we've got two more for you. According to the Washington Post, what mattress was popularized in the 1960s but dates back to 3600 BCE when it was made by Persians out of goat skin?
You seem... Yep,
there it is. Catherine?
Waterbed.
Waterbed is correct,
oh,
yes.
Sure.
They're also known as bladder mattresses.
No.
Yeah, that's
delightful.
Why no one has them anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
It is. That isn't right.
I haven't seen a waterbed in probably 20 years.
No.
And if
we have some good news for you, Josh. Open the curtain.
You want a waterbed.
Can I try it? Can't get off that waterbed.
But they just must have been so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't imagine putting them on the fifth floor of a New York apartment building.
Do you fill them once they get into your house?
I assume so, yeah.
You got it, right? You just run a hose to your sink and you're just like, this is going to be pretty cool under a leopard skin blanket.
That does sound pretty cool.
It does sound pretty cool, yeah. I said it ironically, but now I mean it
sincerely.
You're
like, maybe. All right, this is your last clue. What mattress technology was originally invented by NASA to absorb shock in airplane seats?
That's Tempur-Pedic technology.
That is Tempur-Pedic foam, memory foam. Hey, guess what? It's a tie. You guys tied it up. You're so good.
What a rush.
Catherine Cohn is performing her show, The Twist, She's Gorgeous, at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Let's hear one more time for Catherine Cohn and Josh Gondelman.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.